call it in order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. All pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have roll call.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Mello.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Fowle.
Present.
Commissioner Linder seems to be absent at this moment.
Approval of the minutes for August 20th.
I so move.
Do I have a second?
So move.
Any further discussion?
Why?
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Minutes are approved unanimously with one absent. Any unscheduled appearances at this time? Any conflicts of interest? Presentation of documents, description, and the availability of public records can be found in the packet for the meeting, along with our public hearing protocol. I will read the right of appeal statement that projects heard at this planning commission may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th falls on the weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with the appeal fee of $1,250. If you do challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Welcome, Mr. Seth.
Morning. I'm stuck on the phone.
Number 10, are there any changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay. New business, item number one. Mr. Curry arrived just in time. Agenda item one, Siskiyou County Floodplain Management Ordinance Update, SP 2501. And since we were waiting for you, I imagine you are running lead, or is Mr. Phelps running lead on this
one? I am, sir.
Okay, so Mr. Phelps, carry it all the way.
Thank you, sir. James Phelps, Senior Planner, County of Siskiyou, present with Mr. Seth Curry, the Floodplain Administrator. This project is the Floodplain Management Ordinance Update. The county is required to update its Floodplain Management Ordinance in order to remain in compliance with the the National Flood Insurance Program managed by FEMA. The last time we updated the ordinance was back in 2010. This time we have to update the ordinance because FEMA has redone the flood maps for Siskiyou County. We received a letter back in June indicating that those flood maps had been finalized, and we were given a deadline of December 11, 2025 to update our ordinance to include those maps. Mr. Seth Curry thereafter began working. Mr. Seth Curry had been working on this for a year before. He used the model ordinance that was created by the Department of Water Resources. That is Exhibit C. If you look at Exhibit C, you'll see certain portions are highlighted in yellow. Those are the changes that were made to the initial model ordinance. Mr. Curry is here to answer any questions that the board may have. This project has been determined to be consistent with the Siskiyou County General Plan. Staff is recommending that this be found exempt from CEQA based on the common sense exemption. Thank you, sir.
Okay, any other comments from county departments? Council? No?
No.
Okay. Then following procedure, I will open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak in support Anyone wishing to speak in opposition? No one neutral? We will close the public hearing. And now, commissioners, questions. I'll start down here with Commissioner Beal.
No.
Commissioner Mello.
Yes. In Mount Shasta, when part of the mountain slid down and all that, they put in that rock thing to catch the dirt. Well, it needs to be clean. Is that your responsibility?
I don't know. That's a good question. I wouldn't.
Through the chair. Just to answer that question, no, it is not. It's a federal ground. It has that. There's one subdivision that's affected.
So who's responsible for it?
United States Forest Service.
Clear.
Do you have any control over them?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
You're letting us down.
I totally like.
So how do we go about getting that clean? Go to the Forest Service?
Yep.
Do I file a complaint as a commissioner with the county and see where it goes? How do we do that?
Through the chair. We've been working on that for 2 years with both the city of Mount Shasta, the Forest Service, and their engineers trying to come with solutions. Can't say that basically there's a dead end for financial aspects to do any serious work up there to revert that. So it's still a work in progress, I would say.
Commissioner Mello, are you talking about Mud Creek towards the McLeod side?
No.
It's a different
up by area. The high school on the Everett Memorial Highway.
Okay.
It came around that subdivision. Fortunately, it didn't damage too much in there. Ran down the street, plugged up our drainage. Mm-hmm. Then they put those rocks in there and that double culvert and all that. And when we had a heavy rain, because that stuff didn't perk, it's still floating around. It floated down and filled up the rocks at the end. So if we get another heavy rain, doesn't have to be that disaster. It's going to go right over that. All that silt's going to go down the road again into our wastewater system.
I wonder if you could talk to the probation and the sheriff's department using their work program.
Because it's not going to take much. They got those devices now that, like a vacuum cleaner, that's what they're using down there to set those bolts. They could clean that up in 2 hours. Thank you. That's all, sir. At this point.
Same question with Whitney Creek. Because it's already run over out there, and people are being contracted to go out there and be on somebody else's property. They already spent how many millions of dollars redoing it here 3 years ago. Who's, because you got private property above, you got Forest Service, and you got what's down below. Who's responsible? And no, I doubt there's any government loans on housing out there, but who knows what's going to happen 50 years from now. So is county responsible? Well,
I almost feel, sir, like given our county's background, roll up our sleeves type of, we have a lot of resources here, just like the sheriff has a work program, you know, with the probationers. We're making a lot of noise, I think, at the lower level. I think maybe if we escalated this to the board, you know, and maybe made it more public, you know, we might get some more energy into it. But I think we have the resources locally to do a lot of the things that we need done here. I think the county has gotten to a point where we rely so much on outside resources and handouts. That's been my observation, you know, but we have the people here, and, you know, just do we have the will to organize the resources that we have in the county? I know this, what I'm saying is going a little beyond the scope of that project here, but that has been my observation.
Well, we had a pretty big wreck out here last winter with the non-irrigation district, where all that rain that came in south of me, they were running almost 85 CFS coming underneath Hart Road and then collecting everything that came around just north of my house where all that water was coming down off of up towards Goose Nest. It was over top of the county road. There's one culvert there into the canal, which then overtopped at least three places within a quarter of a mile. All that water then continued what was in the canal. They had to breach the canal out there on the other side of Montague, and they flooded the town out there. So I know there's government housing there. And yeah, that's in the city. Some of it is, some of it isn't. Has any of that been mapped? Because of a man-made structure that was there that couldn't handle the capacity that went into it.
The letter issued to Chair Ogren lists all the areas at the in the county that have been mapped, and that's Exhibit A.
That was going to be my next question. All these parcels you have here, have all these landowners been notified of this? That they're on this list?
I'm guessing they're not required to be notified by the federal government. And again, it's not a county program, so we wouldn't be the one that's notifying the... go ahead.
This is a... Their insurance company would be requiring them to get flood insurance. To FEMA, so this is the National Flood Insurance Program.
No, I understand that.
The people on this list got in, are now included.
No, I understand that.
So they would... They would be aware that they're within a flood zone.
Okay. So, I'm trying to get to connect why we're doing this. Other than
because
we're mandated
if
to do
we
it,
don't,
we have no authority to do anything.
If we don't pass this flood ordinance, then everybody in the county will lose their flood insurance.
Yeah. Let me put it this way, Blair. So on my place, we're in the valley. Based upon the old FEMA surveys, in order for me to get an operating loan through Ag Credit, through Mechanics Bank, in order for me to do an EQIP project, under the old map, I had to get federal flood insurance because portions of our ranch were in the flood zone. With this new survey map, floodplain that they have now done when they actually got boots on the ground and did it, I am no longer going to be required to get flood insurance in order to get those loans, except for one little partial piece. I'm limited on development. I would have to, but the rest of the place I don't anymore. Some of these places, and that it's going to be the questions I have, I wonder if the survey, I never saw them, and it makes no sense why they're going to be required to get, but these people are going to be notified when they, if they go to get a loan, and they show up on this map, they're going to be told, hey, you need to get flood insurance because of the location.
That I understand.
Okay.
I'm not understanding the county's legal connectedness.
Yeah, it's my fault. I didn't explain this well, Commissioner. Basically, the National Flood Insurance Program is like the insurance program of last resort.
Right.
So if you can't get flood insurance and you want flood insurance, but the private insurers won't grant it, then you default to the federal insurance program. In order for the county to be part of the flood insurance program, the National Flood Insurance Program, we're required to update our ordinance to include these new maps that were done by FEMA. Uh-huh.
So, it just seems like another layer of bureaucracy.
Man-created
problem bureaucracy that accomplishes nothing. It's just one government entity handing a problem. It just creates bureaucracy. Go ahead. It's just my frustration with bureaucracy that I've dealt with the last 35 years, where people spend a lot of money doing stuff with no net result. Positive result coming out of it.
One of the things that is advantageous to the county is a lot of our hazard mitigation planning grants that we receive from emergency services, that sort of thing, is contingent on us being up to date. And in this the National Flood Insurance Program, so we don't qualify for the federal grants if we're not in the program and if we haven't updated our floodplain mapping. So I generally agree with you, like the government is really large and inefficient, but in this instance, this program is really good for people in Siskiyou County, because a lot of government-backed loans, the only way you'll get that loan is if you have flood insurance, and then sometimes, depending on where you live, you can't get flood insurance except through this program. So yeah, a lot of I think a lot of farmers would be hurt if we were not in the program, a lot of homeowners, a lot of veterans. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a good program that we want to make sure that the county stays involved in.
I'm not saying it's not a good program, it's just I'm trying to make the legal connect, and you just said because of the ability of the county to get grant funding for their program.
Yeah, I should have explained that more clearly. I was too brief in my summary. Thank you, sir.
Through the chair. So in reality, the feds are the hammer and we're the nail, right? But it's simply for
now.
The feds are like the ship, sir, and we're like the little thing you throw out to person drowning, the little floating thing. You know?
A life preserver. Like
yes, thank you. Words are very difficult for me this morning.
The little floaty thing.
You're so accurate.
Okay, here's my frustration. Going back to this thing where the mud came off the mountain. If that is a federal project, and that has to be, and we have to pass this flood control thing, and they neglect that, what's our avenue to get it fixed?
I honestly don't think that area is even in the floodplain. It's so high up on the mountain, you know, but because of the changing environmental changes that we're seeing in the county, we're gonna expect more rivers flooding where we never assumed it would flood, you know? So those type of things, that's going back to, I think the community itself is going to have to roll up its sleeves. It's just from what I've seen on the news, people are being left to their own devices. So if we as a community and a county want to get things done, we need to rally the resources that we have here to do those sort of things. And projects like that, we have enough heavy equipment and stuff if we just organize it all and brought it over. You know, but a lot of jurisdictions in our county are little fiefdoms, right? No, we only do South County, or we only do North County, but the equipment's sitting vacant or dormant, you know. It's just, it's gonna take a little more willpower, and it may be it's something that will come out of public works, you know, because to me, that is the natural department, you know, to take these sort of projects on. But again, it's gonna take someone with initiative. And we haven't had that will at this time, but it's changing.
So to be out of the floodplain, say if you want to get a building permit, you have to be 1 foot above the 500-year now, is it?
No.
100-year?
Yes.
Yep. I thought they were talking about a 500.
No. That is something that's been circulating around, that it's just word of mouth type of thing. That's not an accurate.
So it's one foot.
It's 1 foot above the 100. Base flood elevation. Yeah. And as the building plans examiner, what I do for my main, having this is vital. It tells me when somebody is building within a floodplain that what they can, you know, the different parameters as to which their building needs to.
Can it be appealed to be exempt from that?
Well, if you're in a floodplain, your building's in a floodplain.
Yeah.
So you'd have to build to those certain parameters.
But a portion of your property could be in it.
It could be.
And then that creates the whole building project to be
in. No.
You build only what's in the plain.
So we get the FEMA maps that says, here's where all the floodplains are. And they say, okay, here's your property, and there's this little section that's in the floodplain. And you go, okay, this is the only spot where we can build, which just happens to be in a flood zone. So then you know, okay, I know I got to go to R322, the residential code, and it has to meet these parameters, but it also needs to meet the federal standards as well in order for them to get flood insurance. So this encompasses all of the new and current requirements for all the floodplain regulations for building, construction, agricultural structures that may be located within a flood zone. And I've had this vetted out already by the State Water Board and federal Washington, D.C. and FEMA. This whole ordinance. So,
Dusty, in partial answer to your question about a quote-unquote appeal, if there is a portion that is in question, you can hire a surveyor to grab elevations to prove that the FEMA map is incorrect for that specific location. And you can provide that information as long as it shows that it is at or above the flood, what says on the flood map, then there is a process. Mm-hmm. But if you're below, you're in, there's no appeal in there.
Right. Which requires an elevation certificate done by a civil engineer or surveyor.
Yep. Yep. And who pays for that?
You do.
It would be the homeowner for elevation certificate.
I've had to do that.
Yeah, it's not.
Yes, I had to prove that I had the three barns that were 80 feet above the flood. This was under the old flood map.
Right.
It was like the entire ranch on the east side was considered in the flood zone. And I'm like, I had to get it all surveyed.
Right. The new maps are not.
So, yeah. So Commissioner. I have a question. Restrictions in floodways.
In a regulatory floodway. Okay. For building?
I don't know. It just says that's section 10-10.706. Restrictions in floodways. Page 15.
I would probably exhibit C. Yeah.
Right. So a regulatory floodway is one where it's going to be a high, massive volume. That's basically, if you build here, your structure is going to be taken out. So you can't build there.
So that becomes you can't build on that.
Right.
If that's determined to be a floodway.
Right. Which are located on the FEMA maps. It says in this location is a regulatory floodway. You can't build there.
Okay. Thank
Commissioner
you.
Mello, that was a great question. So restrictions in floodways. So basically in this ordinance, the floodplain administrator has the ability to issue a variance. Even though you're in the floodplain, he may say you can still build your barn there, you just have to build it a certain way, you know. Right. But because there are certain areas, such as the floodways, where like you're right next to Scott River, you're not gonna be able to build there. Regardless, he cannot issue the variance. That's what this is about.
Right.
And then Commissioner Vio, you had asked about the mapping and stuff. Generally, after the letter is issued by FEMA, people have 90 days to make recommendations or objections to the mapping. FEMA did not receive anything from the county or anyone or any citizens objecting to these maps, so they became effective. But again, you can always, FEMA always encourages people to, if you feel that the mapping is incorrect, to get the surveyor, like Chair Fowle had suggested, and provide that information to FEMA, and they will update it. And then going back to you, Commissioner Mello, I use Scott Valley as a good example of how to get things done. When something happens in Scott Valley, they don't sit around and wring their hands and say, well, when's the federal government gonna fly in? The people there get together and say, well, what do we need to do to just make it to next week? You know, and I think that same philosophy, you know, if we are able to import that to other areas of the county. South County is the worst for that. It's always not in my backyard, or it's someone else's problem attitude down there. But if they started changing it to that more the how can we help our neighbors attitude that you see in Scott Valley, then I think a lot of those problems that you see that are seem insurmountable, which is just moving some boulders, can be done, you know, on a weekend.
So the fact that the Scott Valley plan is still in effect, yes.
For the short term, at least.
Uh-oh. It's not the answer I got last time I asked you. So what's up? I hope you don't mind.
No. We'll discuss it. It's not germane to this discussion.
We'll discuss it at the end.
That's on item three. We can do.
Thank you.
Okay, so may I ask my questions now? You guys all questioned out for the moment?
For the moment.
Okay. First is more of a comment on the south, what Commissioner Mello brought up on the Forest Service property. I'm going to throw this back out there to staff, and I have mentioned it to my supervisor, who there's no issue with. It's a matter of the supervisor from that area. That particular issue could be resolved if the county formalized collaboration with both state and federal government, specifically the Forest Service, and then the county could have regular communication with the feds on issues that are affecting citizens of the county that are a result of an issue on federally managed lands. Currently, that does not exist. But it's got to be initiated by the supervisors. And then it's a government-to-government communication, and then it may end up being Forest Service writes a waiver and the county can go in and fix it. But the county's limited, what they can't do anything on federal land unless the feds sign off on it.
Well, that's
the
what
state
I was trying
can't
to find
do anything
out.
Unless the feds sign off on it. But there's no communication to solve that problem. Once the formal collaboration is in place, then it can. So that's to partially address your question. My question for Mr. Curry, on page 10 of 11, Exhibit B, the first one, there are two listed here. The 6052 French Creek and 6304 French Creek. I'm curious,
okay,
because neither of those are Al Buchter, and Al Buchter is the only one that has structural development within the FEMA flood zone.
So
both of those are to the west of French Creek Road and are up the hill. One of them is Martin's, and the other one is 6304. 6304, I think, is Innes's.
Right. So all of these that are listed here, these are the letters, these are all Lomas, which is somebody who was said to be in a flood development area, but they said, no, we're not. So they got a survey done, they got an elevation certificate done.
Okay, so these aren't people being notified that
no.
they are now in their... They are out.
Yeah. These
okay.
are, the LOMA stands for Letter of Map Amendment.
Okay.
So
well,
that's
what
that's
I was trying to look
ones
at.
That exist.
Because I saw then that the
yeah.
reason 6 was superseded by another LOMC.
Right. That's a letter of map change. So
right.
FEMA has reviewed and approved them
so
to not be in a flood zone. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I had a misunderstanding on
yeah.
that one.
Which
okay.
is, yeah, that's understandable.
Okay. Good. Then that makes sense on the State Highway 3 that's listed there, plus the North
right.
Highway 3 and the Masterson. Okay.
Yeah, it's
good.
Kind of a process to do a LOMA, but I've done quite a few of them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are my questions. Anything further, gentlemen?
That was it.
Okay, then I am going to jump back up here.
That was a great one.
Also, question for clarification. The FEMA maps, if I remember correctly, they are included because we saw them in the first reading of a section of the general plan already included in the emergency section, correct?
The safety element?
Safety, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And they are the most recently published? Yes, they
yes.
were. Because I noticed that it was accurate on our place. Okay. So then at this time, I would entertain a motion from the commission.
Where is it?
Okay, I make a motion that this adopt resolution PC 2025014, taking the following actions: recommend that the Board of Supervisors approve the proposed floodplain management ordinance SP-25-01 based on the recommendations finding and recommend the Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act
in accordance with section 15061B3 of the CEQA guidelines preparation.
Is there a second?
So moved.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Veal, seconded by Commissioner Mello. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Oh, roll call.
Roll call on this one. All right. Ms. Janine?
Commissioner Hart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal?
Yes.
Chair Fowle?
Yes. It is approved. Let the record show. 4 in the affirmative, 1 absent. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yeah.
Agenda item 2, remote public participation. I'm going to guess we're going to go with counsel to lead on this one, Mr. Carroll.
Sure. Good morning, Planning Commission. This item is to discuss discontinuing broadcasting Planning Commission meetings over the internet. I assume you saw my memo in the package, but if not, the Planning Commission is not required to broadcast its proceedings over the internet. There is a fly in the ointment, though, in that the state legislature, there is a bill before the state legislature to amend the Brown Act to require that proceedings be broadcast over the internet. I checked the website this morning of the status of the bill, and it was approved on Friday by the Senate. Both the Assembly and State Senate have approved it. So I think it's going up to the governor. That doesn't necessarily mean he'll sign it. If he does sign it, then it looks like next July it would be required that we would have to use the internet with our meetings. But as I say, presently we don't have that requirement. So at this time, you're free to discontinue the use of the internet or keep on going as we like. But we do have those two options right now.
So, question, counsel. My reading of that bill, I've been following it as well. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it is to publicize, entities that fall under the Brown Act will be required to make their meetings publicly available to watch and listen to, not participate in.
I think I saw the language of two-way communications. I
thought the two-way was stricken out of Senate committee before the bill went to the Senate for the final vote.
Okay. Then
but
in that case,
I could be mistaken.
I did not look at the most recent amendment. I looked at the status of it.
Okay.
So you may be correct then.
Okay. The reason we have this is because, was it
COVID.
One meeting ago or two meetings ago? No, it was recent. We had an issue because we couldn't get linked. Is that correct, Rachel? We couldn't get the link solidified with Wi-Fi in order to put the meeting out. Wasn't that the issue?
Well, last meeting we were having issues with our audio not working, but
going out from here.
No, coming in. Okay. Our microphone was working, but our speakers were not, and
okay.
IT couldn't figure it out. But pretty much every single meeting that we've had, because this room is not with a dedicated computer, that the setup stays the same. Every single time we come in, we have to reset everything, and there's always issues. Even today, you guys didn't see it, but Bernadette and I had issues on the back end that you didn't see. So, Zoom was way easier. This whole Teams format specifically has made it very difficult on top of the hardware changes within this office or within this meeting room that change every single time.
So I can ask a question.
Yeah.
So the apparatus is up to the cap or local entity that wants to provide the two-way conversation? I mean, there are, there's more than one vehicle to accommodate this, right?
Right. I mean, this, the proposed statute does not provide any specifics on how to broadcast what I call broadcast over the internet. But it would be, it would otherwise be required to have the proceedings over the internet.
I mean, there's out there, there's WhatsApp. Have you heard of WhatsApp? I mean, that's like being right next door, the person that could be across the country.
So we have been directed by IT and county that we are to use Teams. Mm-hmm. We are not allowed to use Zoom. We had to cancel our Zoom subscription.
Who required that?
What was that?
Who required that?
The county did.
County
administration.
Almost all government entities and agencies are on Teams now.
Because I think this is very cumbersome what you have now, and I think there's better systems out there that...
I get along great with Teams, but I use it with DWR, State Water Resource Control, North Coast, and CDFW. All the agencies I deal with, we're all on Teams.
What is this one?
Teams.
Why is it a problem in this?
I don't know. I think it's more of an issue of this building and this particular room, and the technology within this building is not able to handle the load that we need. That, I think, is the primary problem. Because I have great, on my house in Aetna, where I have no Verizon signal, I still can do Teams.
is your picture?
But I've got Wi-Fi. Oh yeah, we're full video, and there'll be 150 of us on a call.
So how do the Board of Supervisors handle
it? I can't hear you.
How do the Board of Supervisors handle it in their
new meeting? They have new technology in there. That was totally redone.
So why don't we pick up and go across the hallway here?
That's what I have been 3 years.
What the hell? Pardon my language. If this is nothing more than a hardware problem, I would say we continue this till the governor either signs it or doesn't.
I take that as a motion.
There's a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Through the chair.
Oh, hold on. I've got it properly. We've had discussion here. I'm going to open the hearing. No, wait. Back up. Any further county input? Staff?
Staff would highly recommend that we no longer continue doing Teams or any virtual meetings until we're required to at this point. That's staff's recommendation.
I agree with that.
Okay, so that's staff recommendation. Okay. So now I'm going to... Any further input from county departments? I'm going to open the hearing. Anyone in favor of the resolution? Anyone in opposition of the resolution? Anyone wishing to speak in a neutral, objective position? Then I will close the public hearing and I will bring it back to the commissioners. So
we're back to Rachel's request.
Rachel, staff would request that we stop this for this meeting until it becomes mandated by the state next July. And I'm in support of that. The one thing I will add to staff, to council, if it does get signed that we do need to be live, whether it's interactive or not, doesn't matter. It's going to require technology and software and hardware to do it. We will know within the next, I think he has 60 days. We should know easily by the end of November. If it does get signed to come in place in July, then I would like on the agenda in December a resolution from the Planning Commission directed to the supervisors that they have two options. One, we share the same room that has the technology that can handle it, or B, they invest in a remodel in this one to give us the technology so we can. They have two options. But it's not staff's issue, and it's not our issue that we cannot meet a mandate. That's what I would add. So I would entertain further discussion or a motion.
What do you want the motion to be? Can I use the one in here?
Right there.
Yep. To discontinue it?
Yep.
Okay.
Terminate. Not discontinue, it is terminate. Okay. Staff felt strongly. They used big word on this one.
Okay.
That was him.
Discussion of the possible discontinuation of the use of the internet, and correct me, but if we have to add more.
Wait. No. I move to approve the proposed resolution to terminate remote public attendance to Planning Commission meetings. Period.
I go along with that, what he just read. Oh.
Is there a second?
That's in this damn thing.
Okay. Commissioner Mello moved. Commissioner Veal seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show 4 in the affirmative, 1 absent. Motion passes.